Lainey, that's a whole show there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. It's Tarie, and I got my co-host. I think Di, you're here, right? I haven't lost you because I had a little issue with.
Yeah.
If something happens, just stay on and talk back, or vice versa. You know, we'll just continue talking. You know, I like today's show. It's prospects or projects. Which one are you, and which ones do you date? Right. So, I remember my mom used to say. No, it was actually my grandmother. She said, when one bus leaves the depot, because I'd be crying about a guy I lost, you know, at 10, 12, 14, you know how you are when you're a kid. And she goes, don't worry. Mm-hmm. She goes, when one bus leaves the depot, there's another bus coming in. I was thinking, buses, we're a bunch of projects. That's what I think my grandmother was saying, you know. Anyway, okay. You know, what is your definition of a project prospect? You know, you're getting ready to move in with a man and build a life with him, or you're in the process of doing that. You are because you're living with him now, doing that. You're also going on vacation with him, and you guys have met each other's families. He's your prospect, and now he's your mate or becoming your mate. I don't know what the appropriate thing is, but what is your definition of what a mate or a prospect is? Not a mate, but a prospect, and what is a project? You know what I mean? And sometimes they mask each other.
To be a prospect is someone who really kind of fits everything that you are yourself, you know, who really kind of matches you, and you've got, you know, the chemistry, obviously. You need to be attracted to them, but it's more than just physical chemistry. You've got to have the core values in common. So, you know, that person is a prospect. When your lives fit each other, you know, everything kind of seems to be a smooth fit. Whereas the projects, and you and I have had plenty, and sometimes we were a project. The projects are the people who you they're like the fixer-upper, you know. They're like the fixer. There's always something about them. There's a but. It's like, oh, this would be perfect, but, or this would be perfect if only she only or he only was like this, you know. And so there's always just like the damaged goods. And in fact, I remember a friend of my mom said he was damaged goods, and I still remember that. But somebody who feels like damaged goods, they're going to be damaged goods, and then their partner is always going to be trying to help them and fix them, and that's the project, you know. They're not ready for a relationship. They can't do a healthy relationship because they're not healthy themselves. And so, you know, like I said, we've all been on both sides of it. We've been the project. We've been the prospect. How about you?
I agree with you. And the one thing I've got to tell you is you've got to be really clear about what you're looking for, okay? And start with what you like about yourself. You know, I know for me, I'm great with people. You know, I can connect with people easy. That's what I like in a man. I set goals. I like that in a man. I'm compassionate. I like that in a man. I all those things. So you be really clear about, I want a compassionate, kind-hearted. I call it the S's and the L's, right? Sexy, savvy, sweet, sensitive, single, right, ladies? We want a single man, or women, or men, we want a single lady. You know, and then the L's, lovable, likable. It's important. You know, and I'm giving you a few of them. I have one down there called lickable. I like that one, too. It's all good. right? Make sure you're like that yourself. That's what my grandmother used to teach me and my mom, too. So, so those are the things that I think to really identify what you like about yourself, and you like that in a man, okay? And so, therefore, when you're clear on that, you're good. I mean, most of the time we see, and when I started dating, I used to like these men, or, you know, even a few years after I've been dating in my early 20s, I liked men that were like the dark kind of look, and the troublesome behavior. Not troublesome, but you understand what I'm saying? Like
dark
James
brooding.
Dean. Dark brooding, right. All that led to was problems, to be honest with you. So, you know, and so I said, okay, how can I change that? And then my dad and I were talking one day, and he said, well, look at yourself. He goes, He goes, the men are all different. You're the only one staying the same. The only the same one there. I was like, thanks, Dad. You know, I worked on changing that. And in some of the philosophy we teach at coaching, with coaching here at Angel Coaches, is to really be clear about what you're looking for. So I thought you and I would do something fun a little bit today. I'll give you a situation, and you can do the same with me if you have a person. And is it a project or a prospect or both, or can you change it, or can you help that person? Can you change yourself? So, but let's start with situations, and if you like, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? It doesn't matter. So we'll tell you, I'll give you a situation, and what do you think? Because they're interesting. Okay.
Okay, give me a situation.
Okay. I have a girl. She's a girl. She's a single mom. Not a single mom. She's 31. She told people she's a single mom, but she's not. She's living with a guy, and the guy is she calls him her husband. He's really emotionally angry, abusive, and all those kind of things. And she herself likes someone who's a great guy because it's a friend of mine. And both of them are. And she asked me, she goes, how can I get him? And I said, it feels like you have someone in your life. Well, then I found out she was still living with this guy. And I said, let me get it straight. You want to be with this guy, this other man, I go, who's got his act together. He's got a great career. He's a veteran, by the way, too, as well. He's got a great career. He's a veteran and he's a single dad himself and wants to move ahead, and you want to be with him. Now, one of the reasons why she's staying with the baby's father, her daughter's father, is because he provides a lot of financial support. She can come and go as she pleases, okay? Project or prospect? Mm-hmm. What do you think? It's the easy one, I think
she's a project.
Right, exactly.
She's got two men who are obviously prospects themselves, but she's the project. That's what I think. She needs to get, you know, she's got one guy sitting there thinking he's the one, and she's looking at another one, and so that's just never healthy for any of them. So she's definitely a project herself. What do you think?
I agree with you on that, too. She's a project. But the man that she's living with and she calls her husband, he's a project. He's abusive and manipulative and all those kind of things and the things they do and say to each other. So I think you got a bunch of projects there. The other guy, I care about both of them. The other guy got his life together. You know what I mean? He's a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all three of those scenarios, I think that he's a prospect. And just to let you know, he is not into her. He's into somebody else, and he wants to break him up. Right? So, okay.
So, hey.
Yeah. Exactly. And I can feel people now. Is that me? He's local down here with me, just to let you know, but all three of them are. And they're in, and I don't know the husband. I just know the girl and the guy. Okay, so project, prospect. So those are the kind of things. Now, and I told her, I said, well, you need to work on yourself. So I actually gave her as a gift the law of attraction, attracting money and wealth and health and all this. Has she looked at it? Has she opened it? Has she read it? No, she hasn't. So give you a heads up about that. Here's another situation. Oh, you go. Here's a situation you want to share. So project or prospect. So what
sure. Here's a situation. I've got there's a woman who has recently divorced, and, she doesn't seem to have any hang-ups. But she, she's hurt. She's bitter from the ex-husband, and she is trying to kind of start a new life with another man who also is in the same situation as she is. And there's difficulty between the children. The kids don't like to be around each other. So, which are they, projects or prospects?
Oh. Well, there you go. So they're not the Brady Bunch, I'm assuming.
Right. The kids don't get along. Parents get along. Kids don't get along.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm feeling, that they were bought into this together. I think they're prospects. I really do. They look like project couple, projects, but I think they were here to mirror each other to heal. I also think that they'll be together for a time, probably, and move on. But before they meet anyone, they're going to look at themselves and figure out, you know, become a great prospect. Let me change that a little bit. I think they're projects right now, becoming prospects and mirroring each other to see what they like and what they don't like, so that, and then to heal that and move ahead. That's my own personal thought, what I'm asking, and the angel is like, okay. First thing I've got is that they'll be together for a while and then be able to move on. You know what I mean? So, you know, what do you think? What do you feel?
I think you're right. I agree. You know, and I'm sure. I've talked to you about the situation, so you probably
have
a good feeling for that.
So that's what I want to share. You know, so a lot of times we're a project, and then we get together with a person who may be a project as well, and if we get that, wow, this person isn't everything I thought he or she would be. And then you go, what's the real purpose here for me to heal this so I can attract the one, the great one, like you did with your guy, you know what I mean, with John, right? Mm-hmm. You kiss a lot of frogs to go to meet the handsome prince. And I bet there's some dude out there saying that about you and me. I had to kiss a lot of frogs before I got the handsome prince to make a beautiful princess, and that's okay.
Yes. You know, so. I know of one. I know of one who is saying that about me. Yes, I do. He's like 8 feet tall, and there was just no attraction there for me. But he met a woman who's like 7'11", and so.
That's good. That's really good.
I know.
So, yeah. Well, you know, it's hard because, and then you say, oh, to be a project or be a prospect, you have to look a certain way or be this beautiful person. I'm not saying that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes being a project is not looking at yourself and being willing to see anything. Let me give you an example, too, as well, prospect or project, okay? I have a client, and she's a friend. She's been dating a guy for a couple years now, and I've never really thought that they would last, okay, too long. Until this year, and she's waking up spiritually herself, and it came to a really, 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 really bitter time. She had lost her husband and had two kids, and it was in the process of adopting one, which adoption went through, and all this kind of stuff, and she's got a son, and I could go on about that, but she says, okay, and she met this guy, and she's always tolerated him not showing up or him canceling plans at the last minute or him getting angry and blaming her for everything. Well, recently, in the beginning of the year, she started tuning into herself and saying, hey, you know what? I'm dating someone like my dad. I don't like it. I'm dating someone like, you know, all the guys have been the same. And so she looks at this guy. She goes, I'm going to stay with him until he starts. And if he doesn't change this year, and I can't change him, then I'm moving on. Well, long story short, the other night they had a big old fight, and she said, he said, I am responsible for this. He's never done that before. Okay, so this is a pretty easy one, I think. You know, they're meeting on Monday to talk, and she says, I'm not tolerating it anymore, and he was surprised by her getting hysterical and crying. And when I looked at it, I'll share with you what the angel said, but what do you feel? Because we were doing a session, and this just all happened yesterday, I believe. What do you feel, prospect or project? Or, you know, what do you think?
I feel they both can be prospects. I mean, I feel like there's some recognition of, you know, I screwed up or whatever I've done wrong, you know, I can work on. I don't know. I don't know the people. What do you think?
I think that they are both prospects. I think that she, like your friend, came to him right after her husband died and was just really hurt and reeling. And he stayed with her. She stayed with him. Mm-hmm. She started tuning in and wanting to do certain things with her. Her son's extremely gifted. She's tuning in. I'm saying they're both seeing angels, doing meditation, and all those things. She's waking up her chakras and her head chakra, and so. That she's looking at things a little different, the difference of us here. So I think that she's a prospect. She said, I don't want to just watch success. I want to be success. And so that's a prospect. And yeah, isn't that nice? And then she also said that her boyfriend, he never told her he loved her in a couple of years, and he the other during the I think he's pretty aspected to as well, okay? And he's having a big wake-up call that if he doesn't do certain things, he's going to lose her because what he said in the past is not working anymore. She's turning on, and so is he. Do you understand? You know what I'm saying? He's like, well,
right.
Tell me more about the angels. And so what I think is that both of them came together as prospects, looking, healing each other, and then waking up and realizing that they can be so much more and enjoy so much more. So those two are, they'll stay together probably, but if he doesn't pull it together, she'll leave him, okay? And that's
right.
Okay, because he's gotten what he learned from her and she's gotten what she needed to learn from him and go on and pick someone better out because she woke up. And so is he. So we'll see. But the best part about it is a couple of projects, becoming kind of prospects and figuring out their life's plan and all those kind of things. And somebody just texted me, do you have to date projects or do you have to be a project? You don't. my aunt and uncle, God bless them, my aunt and uncle have been married for like, probably close to 60 years now. And, and they're not projects, you know what I mean? They started out as prospects and just grew and grew and grew and became a beautiful, even more beautiful couple. So that rarely ever happens at this day and time. There's a lot more divorce. But if you tune into your spirituality and realizing that that person's not here to give you happiness, that you have to find it within yourself first and then find a guy or a girl, that's the thing. I'm going to give you a straight of guy, but you go. Do you have a story or someone prospect or project?
I think I have a bad signal today because I'm catching about every other word that you said. But did you just ask me if I had another another situation?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a general. I'll just give you a general situation that, I think is common with a lot of people, especially young people. Say you have a girl or a young woman who, meets a young man who's kind of a player, but he, is showing interest in her and wanting to date her on a regular basis, but not, committing to being in an exclusive relationship. Would you tell that young woman that he is a good prospect or he needs to work on his own stuff and let him go?
I would tell the woman, if that was the case, he's being clear of who he is and letting her know that he's not ready for a commitment. And I'll go, okay, if you can date him, sleep with him, knowing that, then you have at it. But I think he's a prospect for looking for other women that are like that. There are women that are, and I think that she to put that in there that for her to go date him and expecting him to turn on and be committed to her, it may happen. I'm not saying it won't, but that right there is a project in itself because you're trying to change him, fix him up into that house that is a marriage candidate. And then you can go when you can go out there and get a guy that's already ready and looking, I mean, it freaks me out when guys says, I want to get married. I'm like, yeah, okay. Anyway,
but I think women are more guilty of that than men usually. I think women are the ones who are usually trying to settle the guy down who's not ready to be settled down. We look at things through rose-colored glasses. And I you see that happening a lot, especially with young people, because the young men, they're playing the field. They're not ready to settle down, And the women are just pinning all their hopes and dreams onto this guy who's no way near ready to settle down. But he's got a great job, and he's attractive, and he's so charismatic. And, I mean, to them, they're seeing prospect written all over him. When behavior-wise, everybody else has seen this guy is nowhere near going to, be committed to you than he is committed to his, toothbrush. I mean, it's just like, that's not where he's at right now. But that, I think, is kind of a really common problem when you see somebody who's got everything that you want in a partner, and then you just want to put your hook in them and say, okay, this one's mine. I got dibs on this one. It's a great prospect, but they're not ready. So would you say, you're actually the project because you're the one who's trying to make somebody do something that they are not ready to do.
Yeah, you're the one with not only being a project, but a lot of control issues there. And I have a lot of people that come to me like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I am going to tell you, the biggest one I've seen so far is a one. Personally, she's in the health industry, and telling me about this. She's not honest, and she's telling me about this man she wants, and this man is a friend of mine, and she wants to date him and be with him, but she herself is not free, and she's with the baby's father because he has money, and she's looking for that in the same man, in a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And cute, he's sexy, and he's all those things, okay? And she's beautiful. But she is a project because she's looking to find peace, she's looking to find stability and outside of herself. And that right there is a project mentality. When you can find it within yourself and that independence, and you did that, Di. You and I both have done that, did that, and maybe have always been that way. I'm not even sure. Then that's cool. But if you get with a person, man or woman, it depends, because it's human both ways, for money, okay, for security, for stability, and you don't have it in yourself, then I'm going to promise you, you're going to pay for it in that new relationship. It's going to come out some way, somehow. And so that's something I think people need to remember, too, as well, that are listening to the show now or download it later. You know what I mean? So anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that is so true. The other thing that they're into relationships. Let me give you one with a guy, because I work with him too. Men are, and I worked with him for some time now. He's got a girlfriend that is his fiance. It's a long distance relationship. And he doesn't communicate with her. He tells her everything is fine and gives her money. And she has an account, and he sees her about every 3 to 5 weeks, and he's upset at her and he never tells her he's upset at her. He's upset at her because she won't share things with him, share pictures, what she does, who she is in his mind. And he wants her to be more open and more... and share more with him. Tell him about her day. Have date night on Friday. Okay? Now, he's not told her this. Okay? Do you understand? He's not told her that he wished that she would share things and have this, pull off your gloves and let's have this conversation. Like the girl I was telling you about before, her and her guy, I felt like this sort needed to happen, this big argument, so that they could really go in there and work on things. And sometimes that's what big arguments will do. You know what I mean? Like bring it all into light. So, what's your thoughts on that, project or prospect?
Project.
Yeah, right?
I'm thinking project, yeah, because when obviously, she's got issues she needs to work on. And so that's the reason probably that they're together, is to work on the issues. And it's not, it's not that anybody is, bad or anything. It's just obviously there's some issues there that both of them are working through.
Yes, that's a nice, polite way of saying I get you, Di. And you're right. They're working through it and everything. But let me go a step further. She has no clue what he really wants, okay? Doesn't know them both. And because he won't be honest and open with her and tell her. And he wants other people to tell her, and it comes. And he just says, I love you, have a great day, right? We're inside, he's seething mad, and she has no clue. She's a certain type of woman. You cannot change her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You can't change her. I mean, she's not warm and fuzzy. No, she's a good person. You don't have to be warm and fuzzy and be, a bad person. So she's just not a warm and fuzzy, that kind of thing. So I feel like that he's the project, and she's the prospect, really. Or she's a, his mate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking she was also a project.
No, I don't feel like it. I feel like she's just, she's just being herself. Just doing her thing. And so, therefore, it becomes the lady that wants the commitment and getting the non-commitment guy, So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to really be clear. And that's where we were talking about being clear about what you're looking for in a relationship. And if you're dating and you look back and you're a woman, you're dating all these same types of guys and you're getting the same results, then you probably are a project. Forget about them. Fix yourself. You know what I mean? How do you do that? I tell you what, there's a great set of a collection out there, and you get it on Audible on MP3 files. Romantic Relationships by Marianne Williamson. A great set. of helping you understand relationships the best, the better. I also think there's a book, and you can get it on Audible, A Course in Miracles. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It will help you understand every relationship we have is a special, you know, our spiritual relationship. And those things have really helped me over time because I have to listen to them over and over again. Let me give you this one. I have a woman, and she's really strong, very independent and successful. She dates men. She has a man that loves her with all his heart in another state, and she loves him too, but she has really in love with someone else. Project prospect.
She's a project. Because she's in love with somebody else. Yeah. She needs to get through being in love with somebody else part, you know, first.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough. So
yeah.
She's a project. Okay. So that's cool. I agree. Okay. So let me ask you another question. I have another situation. I have a woman who is I have a guy, let's go with this one. I have a guy that he does everything he can for the woman, and he bends over backwards, and she comes forth a little bit and then pulls back. Prospect or project, the guy?
The guy is a project. He needs to figure out why he is chasing after this person who is not giving him, you know, what he needs, what he's giving her. And she's a project as well, because why is she running from the relationship? It sounds like she's warming up and then pulling back. So I think they both have issues they're working on. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, too, as
is
well.
Is somebody so, close to you?
Oh, die. Yeah, actually it is. All right. Anyway, so what's the solution? You know, do you not date until you work on yourself? I mean, I haven't, I date now, but.
That's exactly what
I didn't date for.
You didn't. You should.
Oh, I didn't date for a couple of years, a year and a half. Yeah, and now I've just started dating again. So why should you date? Tell me. You should if
you
you're a project.
Date because
okay.
That's how you're working. Yeah, you're working through your issues by dating, because sometimes you get to a certain point where you can no longer work on your own issues by yourself. You're going to have that relationship because it takes that other person's interaction to make you work on some specific issues. I mean, there's an old parable about a man who went up onto the mountain by himself to find inner peace, and he spent 10 years in solitude working on inner peace, and he finally comes down the mountain and he says, I finally found inner peace. And he ran into a friend of his, and his friend said, oh, I'm so glad you're back. Let's go celebrate. So they go to the local pub, and some guy at the bar was drunk, and he made some smart aleck remark to the inner peace guy, and he turned around and he punched him. And he was mortified because after 10 years of finding inner peace, the first person who rubbed him the wrong way, he used physical violence on. So obviously he hadn't found inner peace. And basically the moral of the story is there's things that God put on the earth which for us to work on that we have relationships with other people to help us work on it, because we just can't work on some things by ourselves. So,
I agree.
That's what I would say. Yeah, you just can't. You know,
I agree.
We can work on ourselves to a certain point, and then that, you know, kind of like the it's like the freshman level classes, we can work on ourselves by ourselves. But to get into the sophomore, junior level classes, we have to actually say, okay, now I'm going to have to work with somebody else. It's just like learning to shoot a basketball. You can learn to shoot a basketball by yourself. But if you really want to learn how to play basketball, you got to play with another person. You got to shoot, you know, in a game, in a one-on-one game, or playing horse or whatever. So there's just some things that we have to have. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're unhealthy. It just means we all have issues that we need to work on in a relationship, if that makes sense.
That's true. I am doing I'm dating, and I'm doing my internship now, or my practicum.
Yeah.
That's all good. Thank you.
It is good.
Yeah.
And I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, look at you. I mean, you dated, I mean, you know, I know some of the people you dated. You know some of the people I dated. So, and now you're moving in and getting you got the perfect guy for you. And how did you get to that point? Was it realizing you need to work on yourself and then saying, okay, now I need to put all this stuff I've learned into practice, which I'm doing, and I'm, like, making sure I show up, you know. But how'd you do that?
Oh, totally. I spent a couple of years totally by myself, working on myself and asking myself, why am I attracted to men with these same issues? You know, and I mean, they did have issues. I'm not saying, you know, that they were more imperfect than I was. But why do I have the issue that I want to chase after somebody who treats me with, as if I'm just not really important to them? And that's what I was attracting. I was being attracted to, I should say. I was being attracted to men who were very cavalier, you know, who made me feel like I'm just kind of like the bottom fish in their feeding pond, you know. So I really took a time out for a couple of years. I didn't date anybody, and I really just started working on my own issues. And, you know, then I started dating. When I resumed dating, I knew what I was looking for. I knew what would attract me still sometimes and to run like the wind from, you know. So I was very selective then. I was still a project. I remember the one guy I left standing in the parking lot. I know he thinks I'm a psycho woman. And rightly he should. I was definitely a project for him. But I saw something I didn't like with him that totally rubbed me the wrong way, and I just completely bailed out of this relationship with a very nice man. But, I mean, I knew that would not have worked. That relationship would not have worked. And so I was kind of looking for a reason to end it. Once you work on yourself, then you know you're clear on what you're looking for and you're clear on what you do not want. And you will see it right away. You know, and when I met John, I saw what I wanted right off the bat. And I held back. You know, you get to know the person and you keep looking for signs of something that you don't want, and I didn't see any.
I'm so happy for you. I know. It really is. And I know that myself, I'm dating someone who's an amazing person, and it's been a real issue for me because I'm afraid of commitment. I am totally afraid of it. I have to tell myself, I'm in love with him. I love him because if I don't, I'll bolt. You know, and I really am working on that. And that has been something. I'm not sure why, and you know me better, but one of my, and in my project, probably in some respects I am. But I'm open about it. And I'm working on it, and I'm showing up every day in the relationship. And sometimes I need time by myself. I don't want to talk to anybody. That I think we need to be together for me. For you, if you're not, 8 months. You know, everybody's different. But boy, it's different showing up. It really, really is, and everything. You know, and I think, too, that, and we as women, we do this, we don't want someone to, you know, for me, it was hard for, like, someone in my life, literally in my physical space, and it's still a challenge. Mm-hmm. I've always dated guys that are perfect in their physical appearance. What I call perfect six-pack abs, the whole thing, you know. And then I was like, I need to let this go. Except that fat. You remember the fat bald man I dated? I was like, I couldn't figure out why I dated him.
Did you ever figure it out?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I let him go. Which it was funny because he was never going to treat me the way I needed to be treated. And so now, you know, I don't really care what someone, I want them to be healthy and healthy. But I don't care if they have muscles, just take care of themselves, cause take care of myself. Can you imagine having a couch potato that doesn't take care of himself? Would not be cool, right? You know what I mean? And so that's what you try to do. Try to take care of yourself. Try to be the best you can. and realize that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience, and when you see your man or your woman and not show their best face, then, hey, you love them no matter what, right? I mean, that's what I'm learning. You know, you do that with John because you haven't seen him at his best. You've seen him at his worst, and you still love him, right?
Right, right, exactly. He's seen me at my most crazy.
Well, I think that, yeah, exactly, and all that. And, you know, it's something I think that you have to remember and be willing to find that other person. Yourself. When you focus on your higher part of you, your creator, the God, goddess of your understanding, but the higher part of yourself. Look to that other person. And this is something I learned in a sabbatical that I've taken before I started dating again, is that we look for that other person to make us happy. And that other person doesn't do it, okay? And we do it within ourselves. And we look to God, and that can be done through meditation, reading whatever you read, the Bible, the Old Testament. I know there's out there that are doing all, you know, whatever they do. For me, I don't believe in Christianity for me. But if you're Christian, you do what you do. Or if you're Catholic, if you're Jewish, whatever. But you look to that higher part of yourself, or that creator that you find within yourself, or the Buddha you find within yourself, or whatever. And that's who you look to for peace and tranquility. But when you look to that other person's going to let you down, okay? And you're going to feel like crap. And by the way, people that are listening, and this is something I've learned myself, don't put pressure on that person, okay, or who will download it later. Your relationship is not when you meet and that person, or you stay together or you don't stay together. Don't become angry and bitter, because you take it to the next relationship. Anger and bitterness, you take it to the next one. You know what I mean? And that's something I've had to learn myself. I know you two died. But you get so angry and bitter that he or she dumped you, big deal. They prepared you for the next person. I promise you that. And there's always someone out there for you, whether, if it's this person, or maybe that person is preparing you for the next one. And that's something I really get. And that has helped me with my commitment. Staying in a commitment, I promise you it has. So anyway, just respecting yourself enough to respect that person. But you want to respect yourself, you'll do that. You've been wonderful. You're like my inspiration. I want to
Cherie, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not bad down here, the weather. I said I want you
I think
to,
it is, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you back.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Anyway, I can. So sorry, guys. It's just a little issue with earlier. One thing I want to share with you guys, too, is that so every Sunday, and a lot of the things that we talked about today we take out of our book. You mean there's a lot of things that you have to get to me. And it's a psychic point of view, which is me, and a metaphysical point of view, which is, and our humorous point of view, which is Di. And Di's also extremely psychic and also very humorous. So you get the whole package there. That's amazing, by the whole package. We're also starting another book that men and women say to each other. It's a fun book. I'm talking to women and men this week, Di. I've got some good ones. So, yeah. And so we're going to be coming out with that pretty soon. We're also going to be teaching a writer's class. Because Di is a great editor, she's a great author, and she and I have got a writing class that we're going to be putting together this real soon. And Angel Coaches has got a lot of new coaches coming aboard, and I'm super excited about that. And we've got new shows that really are edgy and make you think. So hopefully we gave you guys some new things to think about. And are you a prospect or a project, or maybe sometimes we're both? And it's not about the other person, it's about ourself and our connection to God or whoever you believe in. Our next show is Tuesday night at 8:30, and it's all about manifesting, making things happen. And we hope you join us on there at 8:30 East Coast time, and the number is the same. We love you guys. We're wishing you the best. And, Di, do you have anything you want to say before we go? And I'll close the show.
No, thanks for Thanks for listening to us, and I'm sorry for my issues with weather reception today. I know
it's just terrible. No, we're good. But I love you guys. Take care. Have a great now. And go like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Make a comment about the show or other shows you want to hear. Or go and then angelcoaches.org to send me an email. I do sessions, readings. You can call there if you want to know about Prospect Project or the guy that you're dating or girl that you're dating or how to heal some things going on in your life. That's a strong connection with the angels. They helped us with the show today. Take care, everybody. Have a great now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.